people make the mistake of thinking, you know, it's all about just moving people from point A to B, goods and services, demand to supply, supply to demand rather. But I see it as not, that's a limited perspective. Because with the way the world has developed, ICT-driven, digitized, having a global village, it's not just about you moving, you have a business at one tail end of Africa, to be there. It's about how everything now can be anywhere. You can practically have a video conference right here and speak to your partners in ghost engineering, for example. but having that connection, it moves more than people, more than ideas. It's about moving an entire generation of culture, knowledge, wisdom. So don't, I kind of see how just knowing there is that link, it shatters some of the, I wouldn't call them abstract, but yes, they are abstract mental boundaries we have.
What do you mean?
So you can have a video conference call with a colleague in South Africa right now, as we are seated. But knowing that you can be there, or you can send, be it a service or good, in the vast amount, at the pace and cost of railways, will shatter some of the limiting ideologies, the abstract, because they are actually not real. But people will respect your business more if you can be there when they need you. Now, certainly there's no fault in having a system that can move most at a competitive speed and competitive price. So that is one of the benefits I see when it comes to having a rail line linking Africa from one end to the other. It's more of the yes, we can mentality.